Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Archie chomps a cigar and shares a fond smile with Edith. Archie, Edith, and Michael eat dinner with a young woman.
Well, I gotta say it for you, Edith. You done it again. That there one was a two-notcher.
Archie gets up from the table and loosens his belt.
Oh, thank you, Archie. Linda, would you like another piece of pie?
No, thanks, Aunt Edith. Save it for Gloria. She's the one that's working overtime.
Oh, wait a minute. The meathead's working overtime, too. Look at him with his knife and fork.
Michael freezes, fork in midair.
I just like to eat.
Well, so does the tapeworm, but we don't need one of them in the house, neither.
Are you sure, Linda? Just a little piece?
It was delicious, Aunt Edith, but I've already gained 4 pounds since I've been here. I have to watch my weight. The airline is very strict about that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've never seen a fat stewardess.
That's because you live in America, meathead. The fat dames are flying on Pollock planes.
Michael jumps to his feet.
Archie, that's a cheap joke. And for your information, Polish State Airlines is rated one of the finest airlines in the world, all right? They have a perfect safety record.
Good. I'll buy you a ticket any place, one way.
Look, don't start with me, Archie, all right?
Would you like another piece of pie?
Oh, no, thanks, Ma. It was a great dinner, but I couldn't eat another bite.
Wait a minute. What was that I hear? He can't eat another bite? Hold it, world. 1 minute of silence.
What for?
Out of respect, Edith, the meathead's stomach just died.
Very funny, Arch.
Yeah, well... I thought so.
Archie settles comfortably in his chair while Edith frowns at him.
Archie, we have company.
Linda ain't company, she's family. Bring me another coffee, huh?
Oh, let me do that, Aunt Edith. I need the practice.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Okay, Uncle Archie, you're on my plane. Now pretend that you're a gentleman flying first class.
That's going to take a lot of pretending.
Archie gives Michael a sour look.
Go ahead, Linda.
Another cup of coffee, sir?
Yes, thank you very much. I think I will.
Oh, jeez.
Will you clam up? I'm helping the kid with her homework here.
There you are, sir. And if there's anything else you need, just ring.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Now, that's some style there, huh, Edith?
Oh, yeah, that was very good, Linda.
Hey, Linda, why don't you let me call up your father and ask him if you can stay with us a couple extra days?
I'd love to, but I really have to go.
But what's your hurry? Ain't you having fun with us here?
Oh, sure I am, but I'm scheduled to fly out of Baltimore tomorrow. Besides, think of poor Mike. Because of me, he's been sleeping on that couch for 2 weeks now.
That's all right, Linda. Really, I don't mind.
Good. Down here on the couch, he's getting some sleep.
Archie smirks at Michael. Puzzled, Edith comes and sits in the living room with them.
Don't you sleep good upstairs?
Archie screws up his face.
Forget, huh?
Maybe their bed ain't as comfortable as ours.
I said forget it.
Because you don't have that trouble. You drop right off.
Will you stop yourself? Anyway, Linda, you tell your father that whenever you're up in this neck of the woods, you're always welcome to stay here with us.
Thanks, Uncle Archie. I just might do that.
Yeah, and by the way, you tell your father he ought to come up for a visit, too. You know, when we was kids, we was always together. He always was hanging around me, wanted to be just like me. Now I hardly never see him anymore. Just remind him, Baltimore ain't that far from New York.
Then how come we don't visit there? New York ain't that far from Baltimore.
That's different, Edith. People from New York don't go to Baltimore. Besides, he's the youngest brother. It's only right that he come and visit me. Well, Linda, As long as they ain't saving no cigars on your airplane here, I think I'll just jump down to the corner store and pick myself up a few. I'll be back in 3-4 shakes there, Rita.
All right, Archie.
Ooh, I better get going. It's 5 to 7.
Are you going out, Linda?
Yeah, I'm going dancing.
Oh.
Come on, Ma. I'll help you clear the table.
Thanks, Mike. Ain't it strange?
What?
Well, Archie looks just like his brother, but Linda don't look like either one of them. Of course, I never looked like my mother or my father. I looked like my brother, Harry. But Harry didn't look like me. He looked like my sister, Gertrude.
Michael ponders.
Wait a second. If you looked like Harry and Harry looked like Gertrude, then the three of you kids looked alike.
Only when we was together.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
The career woman is home.
How are you?
Would you like a piece of pie, Gloria?
The kids kiss passionately.
Maybe later. I'll get it. And you're busy.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunker.
Hi, Lionel. Come in.
Hey, Lionel. How are you?
Don't you look nice? Are you going somewhere?
Yep, going dancing.
Ain't that a coincidence? Linda's going dancing.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Lionel. Did I keep you waiting?
No, just got here. Let me help you.
Oh.
Perplexed, Edith watches Lionel and Linda.
Oh.
She nods, then her eyes widen in understanding.
But for some reason, your father just popped into my mind.
Oh, Linda, I've got something for you.
Oh, I bet I know what it is. Oh, I knew it. Look, everybody.
Oh, that's
it's a framed photo of Linda with Lionel.
What do you think, Aunt Edith?
Oh, it's very nice. Lionel's got his arm around you, don't he? When was this taken?
At the party we went to last week at Trudy's, remember? That's where Linda met Lionel.
Oh.
Well, excuse us, everybody. We gotta be going. Come on, Linda.
Oh, Aunt Edith, would you please put the picture up in the bedroom for me?
I'll put it in your suitcase so you won't forget.
Don't hide it. I like it. Just put it on top of the dresser. Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
Have a good time.
Have fun.
Worried, Edith turns to Michael and Gloria.
I didn't know Linda and Lionel was dating.
Well, they're not really dating, Ma. They just like to go dancing together.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter, Ma?
Oh, nothing. It's just so strange. I guess I'm not used to it. You see, in my old neighborhood where I was brought up, we all had the same skin, except some was clear and some had bumps.
She frowns at the picture in her hands.
Ma, was your father strict with you? I mean, about who you went out with?
Oh, yeah. The boy had to be kind and thoughtful and a gentleman.
How did Archie ever pass that test?
Well, Daddy died a year before I met him.
Ma, when you say kind and thoughtful and a gentleman, you're describing Lionel.
Edith considers this earnestly.
I am, ain't I?
Don't worry, Ma. Daddy will be asleep when Linda comes home, and she's leaving tomorrow, so he'll never know.
I hope so. Well, I better get the dishes done.
Oh, no, Ma. You sit right there and relax. Michael's gonna do the dishes.
What?
I'm only kidding, Michael. I'll help you.
All right, well, we'll do them together.
Yeah, you wash and I'll watch.
Alone, Edith gazes at the photo with concern. She sets it on the table by Archie's chair.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Archie, it's your brother.
Huh? Who's that, Freddy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me the phone. Let me talk. Hiya, Freddy there. Archie here. How's the boy? Yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't tell me nothing. I got one for you. Listen to this one. Why did the Irish farmer spray booze on his vegetables? You give up? He wanted to raise stew tomatoes. Yeah, I know you love it, huh? Linda, yeah, she's fine. Wait a minute, I'll put her on the line.
She ain't here, Archie.
Oh, where is she?
She went out.
Freddie, she went out someplace. What are you talking about? I'm looking after her.
Edith sidles toward the photo, but before she can grab it...
Time, Edith. Come here. Tell Freddie she's having a wonderful time.
She's having a wonderful time.
Hear that, Freddie? Tell her what? All right. You're going to meet her at the plane in Baltimore. Yeah. Sure. Fine, Freddie. Yeah, nice talking to you. He's a good father, that guy. A real good one. Worrying about his kid the way a good father should. Where is she, anyhow? Well, it's nice to know she had a little fun while she was staying with us here. And it's also nice to have a cute-looking relation around the house for a change. I like them Lulus on your side of the family.
Yeah.
Edith blocks the path to Archie's chair.
Do you mind if I sit down?
No, I don't mind, Archie.
She doesn't move.
Well, would you mind getting out of my way?
Sure.
Get out of here.
She scuttles to her own chair, perching nervously.
Jeez. It's like you were hit with a brick or something.
As Archie sits, Edith flips the photo face down and plants her elbow on it, smiling innocently. Archie stares at her.
What are you gawking at? Come on, get me a can of beer.
Right away.
I could use some matches here, too, Edith.
They're right there on the table, Archie. No!
He sets the photo upright.
We know. Here they are.
He doesn't look at the photo, and Edith goes into the kitchen as he pulls out a cigar.
Here you are, Archie.
Holding a beer, Edith races around his chair so she's on the side away from the photo.
What is wrong with you?
I thought you'd like it on this side for a change.
Was it going to taste better on this side? I take my beer always on this side here.
He plunks it on the table.
I don't know what's coming over you, Edith. Sometimes I think you're coming unwrapped.
He lights his cigar.
Is that so, Archie?
She sits anxiously on the couch. She waves her arms when he turns toward the ashtray on the table. He stares in exasperation. He gets up to retrieve the newspaper, and Edith tries to sneak behind his back. When he turns and catches her, she jumps back, fiddling nervously with her belt. She sits back down on the couch.
What is ailing you, anyhow? You ain't going through that change thing again.
She shakes her head emphatically.
So I want to tell you, if it happens again, you're going to the hospital this time.
Archie plunks back down in his chair.
How about them gynecologists?
Edith fidgets as Archie grabs his beer without noticing the photo and takes a drink. He sets the beer down, glances at the photo of Lionel and Linda, then lifts his newspaper and opens it to read. Archie freezes, staring straight ahead. Very slowly, he twists his head around and takes a long look at the photo. He looks at Edith. He points at the photo with his thumb, and Edith cringes.
What is this?
It's a picture of some people.
Tell me who the people are.
Linda and Lionel.
And what are Linda and Lionel doing in a picture?
They're sitting together
on a couch!
Archie jumps to his feet and hurls his newspaper down. Then, with Edith following cautiously, he circles his chair and grabs the photo.
They're sitting together on a couch! She's having in our house, huh?
What's all this screaming about? What's going on?
Archie points to the photo.
This is going on. And this
He does a spasmodic dance of rage.
Jefferson, is that you? Listen, this is Archie Bunker here, and I gotta talk to you right away. No, I don't hear nothing from you. I got a lot of things to say to you. You get right over here. Listen, Jefferson, it's about Lionel, and it's important. You better haul it over here, tutti sweet.
Yeah. Arch, why do you have to fight with him tonight? We gotta get some sleep.
Nobody's gonna sleep in this house till we get this thing cleared up here.
Daddy, for the millionth time, there's nothing wrong with Linda and Lionel going out together.
Nothing wrong? Try and make her father believe that. What the hell am I talking about? Try and make me believe it.
Oh, come on, Daddy. They were only going dancing.
Only dancing, wiggling and jiggling up together like that?
Archie, they don't dance like that no more. Sometimes they're so far apart, they don't look like they're together.
Wait, you'll stop yourself. I'm telling you that whites should only dance with whites. You don't believe me? Look at the movies. Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Gene Kelly and Rita Hayworth.
Shirley Temple and Bill Robinson.
That was before Shirley was old enough to know she was doing something wrong.
I guess that's when she started dancing with George Mayfield.
All right. Well, I'm saying this. If God had intended white people to dance with colored people,
he'd have given us rhythm, too.
Get away from me, you.
This world is for people to come together.
Well, let them come together in some other family up the Bronx.
Come on, Archie. For Pete's sake, they're only dancing together. Even if they were making it, so what?
What are you saying, making it? Don't you say a word like that in this house.
What?
Making it. Shh. Take a walk, will you?
Fine. It's obvious we're never going to get through to you. Come on, Gloria.
That must be Mr. Jefferson.
I'll get that door. Get away from here. Don't
go
here.
Out the back. All right.
You? Sit down in your chair.
Edith runs to sit.
Keep your yap shut.
Archie opens the door to find an angry black man on the porch.
I didn't order you on the phone. I ordered your brother.
Well, what you see is what you get.
Well, I got something here for you to see.
Archie grabs the photo.
I want to know what your family is going to do about him.
Well, I want to know what your family is going to do about her.
You ain't even ahead of your family. Why didn't Lionel's father come over here?
You don't want to know the answer to that.
Yes, I do.
All right. He said he ain't never stepped into a hunky's household and he ain't about to start at the bottom of the heap.
Holding a photo of his own, Jefferson glares at Archie.
Jefferson, I don't like that.
You said you wouldn't like it.
What are you going to do about that nephew?
Never mind. You tell your niece to stop chasing Lionel.
Lionel's the one that's doing the chasing around here. He's got to stop.
You damn right it's got to stop. We don't want Lionel getting mixed up with no white girl.
You got some hell of a nice
you saying back.
Hey, what's all this yelling about?
Uncle Henry, what are you doing here?
Lionel, you got to come home this minute.
Hey, where'd you get that picture?
Your father found it.
I don't care who found it.
All right, pull a plug on that. I want to see Lionel right now out in the kitchen.
Now, Lionel, you coming home with me.
Hold it, Jefferson. This is my house, and I want to see him in that kitchen out there.
He's my nephew, and he ain't going to go. He's
coming with me. Wait a minute. All right. Be cool, Uncle Henry. I'll be right back. Let's go, mister.
Yeah, let's go. And, Linda, when I'm finished out there, I got a few things to say to you here. And you, Jefferson, ain't invited.
Lionel stands in the kitchen, hands in his pockets.
Lionel, sit down.
Lionel sits at the kitchen table.
I'm very disappointed in you, Lionel. I thought you was one of the good ones. Wrong. I thought I was your friend. I mean, I have you into my house here, and I mean through the front door as well as the back. You sit here at my table, you break bread with me, all of that, and then you go and you do a thing like this. Thank you very much, Lionel.
Oh, you talking about me taking out Linda?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have to thank me for that, Mr. Bunk. I'd do it again, but she's leaving tomorrow.
Let's cut the funnies out, huh? She's very serious. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm saying the used guys ought to stick with yourselves.
You mean guys ought to stay with guys?
Archie scowls at him.
You know what I'm talking about, Lyle. I'm saying that whites ought to stay with whites and coloreds ought to stay with coloreds.
Lionel leans back in his chair, then stands.
Look, Mr. Bunker, it's been a year and a half now since we moved into this neighborhood. I was just 19 then, and I got a big kick out of you and me for a long time. But I'm pushing 21 now, and I'm not getting that bigger kick out of it anymore.
All right, I'll put a lid on all of that.
No, no, wait, I'm not finished. Now, we've been friends, and we can go on being friends. But when it comes to black and white and all the other wonderful thoughts you have in between, put a lid on that, Archie.
Lionel marches out of the kitchen.
Oh, wait a minute, Lionel.
I got more to say to you there.
To Jefferson.
I ain't got nothing more to say to you except this. It's your fault for raising that boy so submissive.
Don't you call him boy, Bunker.
I don't mean boy.
Wait a minute. What's everybody getting so upset about? And so Lionel and I went dancing. It's no big deal.
No big deal? What would your father say if he heard about this?
Well, Dad wouldn't mind.
What a terrible thing to say about your father and my brother.
It's true.
It ain't true.
I go out with anybody I want to.
Don't tell me that. You don't go out with no colored guys when you're living in your father's house.
You don't know anything about my father's house. You haven't seen Daddy for years. Uncle Archie, 4 kids have grown up in that house. And he's changed.
He ain't changed. Since he was 8 years old, he always wanted to be like me, and he was like me, and he's still like me.
He's not like you. He doesn't care what color a person's skin is. And he's not 8 years old anymore.
Your father sounds like a great guy, Linda.
Well, he ain't so great to me. Now listen, you got a lot to learn, boy.
Boy.
Boy. Now listen, Lionel, this is important. If they want to mix up the races, let them. But we're going to keep ours pure. No more of that cream into the coffee, right?
Why don't you tell that to Mr. Bunker? You two got a lot in common anyway. Good night.
Hey, Lionel, you better listen to your uncle here. The first time I knew him that he made any sense.
Bunker, I got one thing to say to you. If you don't learn to keep your mouth shut, we ain't never going to get rid of the pollution.
Jefferson waves his hand in front of his nose and stomps out.
And you better stick around and hear it, too. You ain't getting away before you hear the last word I got to say to you. Get out of my house.
Where are we going?
Linda, get down here. I want to talk to you. I can't let that kid out of my sight.
Archie, you don't have to worry about her. She knows where she's at.
Linda comes in the front door.
Well, where have you been?
I was saying goodnight to Lionel.
Well, now you got a few things to say to me, young lady.
All I have to say to you, Uncle Archie, is good night.
Oh, no, that ain't all. We're gonna have a little talk, you and me.
Good night, Uncle Archie.
She takes the photo and walks calmly up the stairs. Archie watches her go, then glowers at Edith, who regards him timidly. He punches the air in frustration. As Edith watches, he sinks slowly into his chair.
Don't say nothing to me!
He shakes his finger at her.
You ain't got no control over the goings-on in this house.
And I want to thank you for taking such good care of my little girl, your brother, Fred. Ain't that nice?
Your brother sounds like a nice guy, Arch. He's one member of your family I'd like to meet.
Cigar in hand, Archie glares at Michael.
I'd like you to meet him, too. I'd like you to move in with him.
Directed by John Rich. Teleplay by Michael Ross and Bernie West. story by Terry Ryan, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Mike Evans as Lionel. Melvin Stewart as Henry Jefferson. Diane Hull as Linda. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1972, Tandem Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. Recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production, a Viacom presentation.